Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Dr. Mill McCown with the Department of Psychology here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, also Interim Provost of Academic Affairs. Dr. McCown, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. And an event that is coming up, Reach Out to Help, in conjunction with National Suicide Prevention Day, that's going to be occurring tomorrow, an event here on the campus. New outreach program, ULM Helps. Tell us about the goals of this new program.
Well, we have several goals, but the major one is to increase suicidal awareness and destigmatize it, if you will, and to let people know some of the warning signs of suicide. And what we're doing, and this is a federally funded program, is instructors who are specially trained are going into the classrooms, and as part of the syllabuses, part of the routine classroom, what would be taught, going in and integrating what we know about suicide, suicidal behavior, the warning signs, perhaps suicide throughout history, and talking to folks about what they can do, what to look for in their friends, what some of the myths are, what they shouldn't look for, when to ask for professional help, basically to raise suicidal awareness. And then following that, they're participating and basically organizing an event where they're commemorating the lives of people who have, as far as we know, have killed themselves.
Why has this program been developed? Is there, you know, is it something specific or unique about this program being developed in our area?
Well, the program has been developed because suicide at the college university level is really at epidemic proportions. About 1 out of 10 college students will admit that they have thought about killing themselves, and that's folks who will admit. And we know that suicide is the number 2 cause of death in college students. It's behind only accidents, and it's much higher than drug or alcohol abuse, which is very, very shocking. Mm-hmm. And we know it seems to be on the increase, on the rise. And we like to think in the South, maybe because, you know, family is important and we have certain values, we're immune, and we actually aren't. In fact, the rates in the South seem to be a little higher than other places and increasing at a faster rate.
Some of the patterns that someone can see, you know, especially on a college campus where you're getting to know some people, then again, you have returning classmen who may know people quite well. Are there any particular patterns to be aware of?
Well, I want to stress that in many cases, suicide is not a preventable thing. And people who have been around folks who have successfully committed it shouldn't feel that there was something they could have done. They shouldn't spend the rest of their lives burdened with guilt, because sometimes it totally is, you know, unpredictable. On the other hand, many times there are warning signs, you know, excessive sadness, talking about ending it, giving away possessions, saying goodbye to friends, to family, writing suicidal notes, talking as if there's not going to be a tomorrow. These are signs that indicate that a mental health professional should be involved. I also want to say, though, that many times it's very difficult for us to make those kind of judgment calls around people that we are close to, our family or friends. So when in doubt, consult a professional. They have the distance.
That's an important first step. And you mentioned there are many programs available, you know, not only across the area, but here at ULM as
right.
well, that can help.
Absolutely. For people who are ULM students, I strongly suggest the Counseling Center. They have wonderful resources. They do training to other agencies because they are so good. They have a number of licensed professionals that just deal with this issue. And for them, they're just as good as a surgeon would be in dealing with a trauma. They know what to do, they know how to do it well, and they know what to do next. For people who are not ULM students, we have 2 great resources that if you can't afford it, they're on sliding scales. Those are the ULM Community Counseling Center, which is run through the counseling program in the Department of Education and Human Development, and also the Family Therapy Clinic, which is also in the Department of Education and Human Development. And you don't have to have a family problem to get into that clinic. Both offer very reasonable cost services. Basically, if you can't afford them, they're almost nothing. And both can be reached through the Department of through ULM. Just call up and ask for those 2 numbers.
faculty, staff, students invited to the event coming up tomorrow, but also parents as well. And I think that's a very important aspect of what's going to be going on and getting parental involvement in such an issue.
Right. I know many times students tend to think, well, I don't want my parent anywhere around me or mental health issues that concern me. And, you know, I would understand that. On the other hand, by having parents there and people from the community there, it opens up the discussion about suicide. It makes it appropriate to discuss it. We become maybe where we are now with alcohol and drug problems. You know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, alcohol and drug problems were, you know, just considered, even 10 years ago, something we just didn't talk about. They were in the closet. And now it's much more acceptable to look upon them as a physiological disorder that often has psychological interventions. And that's the way that people will, I think, view suicide in the future. And by getting the whole community, including parents, to be there and talk about it, we make that culture okay.
You mentioned achieving a culture when it comes to talking about suicide. How does this program play into that and help in achieving that?
Well, I think the program helps destigmatize primarily through education. And what it says is it just presents the facts and takes away some of the myths and stigma about suicide.
Dr. McCown, if someone would like to find out more information or a phone number that they could call about tomorrow's event, it's going to be happening 9 till 11, correct?
Yes. Okay. And I just call the ULM switchboard 342-1000.
They can put you in touch with the right people. Dr. Bill McCown, professor with the Department of Psychology here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, the Reach Out to Help event coming up tomorrow here on campus. Dr. McCown, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.